John McCain went back to his roots this week, visiting places and remembering experiences that influenced him. Along the way, Senator McCain said he has begun sifting through possible running mates and plans to pick one well before the Republican convention in September. Matthew Dowd is a political consultant who was chief strategist for President Bush's reelection campaign in 2004. He joins us from member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Hello.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Why is Senator McCain introducing or really reintroducing himself to voters at this point in the campaign?
Well, it's twofold. The first, I think he wants to draw a contrast with whether it's Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, the difference between his biography and his life story and their life story. And his life story obviously is not only about politics. Second part is he's trying to get some press and engage and get some conversation about him in the midst of a heated Democratic primary. And so I think that's why he's trying to do it, is to sort of provide a contrast and then try to get some of his own story, his own narrative in the midst of a hard-fought Democratic contest.
If you were his chief strategist right now, where would you suggest that he go to tap a running mate?
The first thing they always say is that it has to be somebody that can step into the office of president. So if you just assume that, I would seriously look at the governor of Louisiana, who's
Bobby,
the first
Bobby Jindal.
Yeah, Bobby Jindal, who's the first Indian ever elected statewide in this country. He's governing in a state as a Republican that was a Democratic state where Katrina happened. Now, that would be unconventional, and I think he needs to think about unconventional. Conventional picks would be the governor of Florida or the governor of Minnesota, both white male politicians.
Mm-hmm. Senator McCain is leading both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama by very slim margins in recent polls. Republicans overall are lagging far behind the Democrats. So what kind of omen is that for November, do you think?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, if you take a look at the generic ballot numbers, which is, you know, would you want a Democrat or a Republican to hold presidency, the Democrats lead by double digits. But then when you add names, it becomes very competitive, sometimes with John McCain with a slight lead. I think it's still the Democrats' race to lose, though the margin of victory has gotten smaller over the last couple of months because the country wants a change. The country doesn't like the current president. All of those numbers in the body politic suggest a Democrat's going to win. But interestingly enough, the Democrats are going out of their way to try to make it competitive by what they're doing in the Democratic primary right now.
But by some accounts, he's having some trouble getting big Republican money. Is that going to change, do you think?
Well, I don't know if it's going to change. He's always had difficulty raising money. He's never been a darling of the establishment. I think he'll raise enough to be competitive going into the conventions and do what he needs to do. The great thing for him, he doesn't have an opponent, so he doesn't need a lot of money. He doesn't need a lot of fuel to run his campaign on. It's a problem because of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's raise factors of two or three or four times as much as he does. But I think he'll have enough to get it till the conventions, and after the conventions, he'll take the public money, which will enable him to run his campaign in the last 2 months.
Matthew Dowd is a political consultant. He was top strategist in President Bush's 2004 reelection campaign. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.